The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. It's the week 11 pick show. Yeah, it's week 11, right? Yeah, hell yeah, it is. If you don't know, if you're new to the podcast, I pick five games every week against the spread the entire season, each and every week. And I have my buddy Daniel, my co-host, who's never actually here. This will be his last year doing this. He's like, oh, man, he hadn't come up for an episode since, like, week four. I don't even know why he texts me his picks. I don't even know why I give out his picks. I guess it's just to have somebody compete against. I have had several people, though, message me wanting to replace Daniel. I will be seriously looking at those applications in the offseason. It's just too late in the game to change it up now, so we'll just finish it out the way it is. Shout out to my sponsor, Twin Peaks, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 10, not so good. Went 2-3. Brought my record to 28-20-2 overall. That's 58%. Unacceptable. I need to be above that 60% mark. That's the goal each and every season, is to pick above 60%. I feel good about this weekend's games. I've had a hell of a start to the week. I mean, a hell of a start. Monday Night Football, Washington versus Philly. I bet Washington plus 11, and I took Washington on the money line plus 500. Hit both those. Last night, Thursday Night Football, I took Tennessee money line. They were dogs in Lambeau against Green Bay, plus 145 on the money line. I hit that. I got a big underdog money line play this weekend that I'll get into here in just a minute that I swear to God is going to hit. People are going to think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, it's going to hit. I'm going to have a big weekend. I feel it. I felt like I was going to have a good weekend last weekend, though, and I went 2-3, which fucking sucked. I felt like my picks last week were pretty good. Just didn't work out. That's how it goes. Daniel, he went 2-3 last week. Second or third losing week in a row. He's 25-21-4 on the year, which, you know, for having that many weeks losing in a row, it's still impressive. He is above 500. He is exceeding expectations with his picks. I'll give him that credit. This week, though, he's got some bad, bad games. I'll give those out here in just a moment. Again, shout out sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast, Twin Peaks. You know, if you're going to go to a restaurant, you're going to go have a beer, going to go watch a game, no better place to watch it than Twin Peaks. Check out their excellent menu. They got locations all over. I know people listen to this all the way from California to Delaware. I'm broadcasting from San Antonio. We just had a new Twin Peaks open up in Live Oak, so go check that out if you're in that area. Week 11 picks, though. Let's get into it. I start my vacation after doing this podcast, so let's get this podcast done so I can go on vacation. Let's go. Let's start with Daniel, though. Bitch-ass Daniel up first.
Number five.
Bitch-ass Daniel's got Washington plus 3. Of course he does. This guy's such a fucking loser. That's why he's going to end the year terribly. He's got Washington plus 3, or minus 3, excuse me, on the road taking on the Texans. See, this is one of those games that I feel like Vegas is setting you up. They're like, oh, look, Washington. You know, they just had a big win against, they beat undefeated Philly. Now they're a 3-point favorite. Doesn't this line seem fucked up to you? They're only favored by 3 over Houston. Houston's 1-7. Washington just beat an 8-0 football team in Philadelphia. First team to beat them this year. And then they go on the road in Houston and they take on a team that's 1-7 and they're favored by 3? Huh? Vegas is begging you to take Washington here. And Daniel took the bait because he's a fucking chump. He's got Washington minus 3 on the road taking on the Texans. Dumbass.
Number 4.
Giants minus 3 at home taking on the Detroit Lions. Lions are 7-2 on the year. They're also 7-2 against the spread. Lions are 3-6 on the year, 5-4 against the spread. 78% of the money's coming in on the New York Giants. And Daniel's like, hey, yeah, I like Joe Public. Go Giants. Giants minus 3. This guy's really sharp. Daniel makes really sharp and edgy picks. That not everybody, only 78% of everybody that bet on this game bet on the Giants. Sharp, sharp stuff.
Number 3.
Daniel's got Bears plus 3 on the road taking on the Atlanta Falcons. This is just a case of people overvaluing Chicago. getting all, you know, oh, look at Justin Fields. He runs around. Their defense can't fucking stop nobody. But they are getting 3 points. They are on the road against Atlanta. I feel like Atlanta probably wins this game by three. So no harm, no foul there, I suppose.
Number two.
He's got Vikings. Oh, this motherfucker. He's got Vikings plus 1.5 at home taking on the Cowboys. This is back-to-back week. He's betting against the Cowboys. He's anti-Dak. He's all that stuff. So he's got Vikings because, you know, he's just a dickhead. This is Daniel. This is pessimistic Daniel. This is Daniel always trying to go against the curve, except for he wants to needle you to death, but he bets on the side of the public, which is something I don't understand. Like, he's an argumentative person, but he's going with the public side because everybody's on the Vikings. Everybody's on the Vikings. Vikings are coming. They're 8-1 on the year. They just beat Buffalo in a miracle game. You don't think they're going to be coming down to earth a little bit now they got to play the Cowboys at home? The only real problem there is that Vikings do have a good home field advantage. But if you remember, I believe the Cowboys went into Minnesota last year and beat them. But that might have been, I don't think there was actually a crowd because of COVID. I forget about COVID already. But anyways, Daniel's got Vikings plus 1.5 at home taking on the Cowboys.
Number one.
And his favorite pick is Bengals minus 3.5. I got to see, are they on the road? Yeah, they're on the road in Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers, obviously. So those are Daniel's five picks. He went 25-21-4 on the year. He went 2-3 last week. He's got Washington plus 3, Giants minus 3, Bears plus 3, Vikings plus 1.5, and Bengals minus 3.5. Those are Daniel's picks. All right, let's get into mine so I can start my vacation, please.
Number five.
I got Falcons minus 3 at home taking on the Bears. I think the Bears are just overvalued. I also think Vegas, I'm trying to dodge and weave what Vegas wants you to do this weekend. I think this is a trap for the Bears. Everybody's kind of like, ooh, the Bears, because they're scoring some points. They're scoring like 30 points a game. Justin Fields is doing his thing. I think they're going to run into a problem because Atlanta will hold on to the ball. They'll run you down. They'll wear your ass out. And if they keep Justin Fields on the sideline, I think Atlanta wins this game by a touchdown. I'm going to take Falcons minus 3.
Number 4.
I love the Colts plus 7. I do. I love them. Philly's got injuries in the wide receiver department. The Colts stop the run. And now that Jonathan Taylor's back, obviously you saw Philly had major problems with stopping the run against Washington. Washington was able to control the game. They were able to keep Philly off the field. I think the Colts can do the same. I love the Colts plus 7. I even like the Colts plus 250 on the money line. I think Philly drops back-to-back games, especially with their receivers being hurt. Some of their most talented guys are hurt. They're having trouble stopping the run, and then Indianapolis can stop something that the Eagles do well, and they're at home. I love the Colts in this spot, plus 7. Colts are riding high off of going, you know, Jeff Saturday going 1-0. I don't think the Colts are going anywhere. They got Matt Ryan. He's under center. He's a calming. He knows what's going on. It's not Ellinger, whatever the hell that guy's name is, who probably shouldn't even be in the NFL. No, this is Matt Ryan. He's got Jonathan Taylor behind him. They need to control the game, which I think they can. I like the Colts plus 7 at home taking on the Eagles. I love the Colts.
Number 3.
I like the Patriots minus 3.5 coming off a bye week taking on the Jets. I think the weather is going to be kind of bad in New England from everything I read and am seeing the forecast. It looks bad up there. I mean, they moved the Buffalo game out of Buffalo and into Detroit because it's going to be so bad in the Northeast this weekend. So I think that favors, obviously, the Patriots. I think it favors Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick coming off a bye week against the Jets, I just love it. Plus, I think everything is telling you to take the Jets plus 3.5 because – you know, Jets are coming off a bye week, too. Right before they went on the bye week, they beat the Bills. They're feeling themselves. Now they got to go into New England and do it against the Patriots off a fresh off a bye week Bill Belichick. I don't think it happens. I love the Patriots minus 3.5 in this spot. All right.
Number 2.
I like the Lions plus 3 on the road taking on New York. I just think that, one, the Giants, I can't believe the Giants are 7-2. It's actually almost, it's unbelievable to me. I also hate the fact that the Giants have 70-some percent of the tickets are on the Giants, except for this line really hasn't moved. It's actually so, okay, the line opened up at Giants -3.5, right? 71% of all tickets that have been bet on this game have been on the Giants, except for the line moves down. Like, if everybody's betting on the Giants and they open at -3.5, shouldn't that line go up to 4? But it goes the other way? That's because big, sharp money is coming in on the Lions. And I'm going to follow that big, sharp money with the Lions +3 on the road taking on the Giants.
Number one.
I love the Steelers +3.5 at home taking on the Bengals. I went against the Steelers last week when they took on the Saints. I forgot. One, I just didn't look at the report. I didn't know TJ Watt was going to be back. And he is a fucking problem. It's amazing what that one guy, he is head and shoulders above the best defensive player out there. I mean, it is TJ Watt and then everybody else after him. He's a game wrecker. I think he snaps Joe Burrow in half. And I love the Steelers at home +3.5. I really do. I love them. I know that play seems crazy, but that's how good TJ Watt is. And that's how much of an impact I think he has. I mean, he dominates the game. And I think he dominates this weekend, and they beat up on the Bengals. So I love Steelers at home +3.5. Another bet that I put in this week that I think people should take a look at is the 49ers to win the Super Bowl at +1,100 on a future. I think it's worth a tinkle, as I would say. I just think these 49ers team with Greg Kittle, with Deebo Samuel, and now with Christian McCaffrey, they're a problem, folks. And I hate saying that because obviously I'm a Cowboys guy. And so the 49ers, ugh, gross. But your eyes cannot lie about how good this team could be. Also, they're getting back 8 defensive players. I think they've had like 8 defensive starters out there coming back. I don't know. They're like -8.5 Monday night on the road in Arizona. You know, I probably wouldn't bet that line. It's just a lot of points for a divisional game. But I mean, if I was going to bet a side in that one, I'm definitely betting San Francisco. But I took San Francisco +1,150 is actually what I got them at as a future win the Super Bowl. So $100 pays you $1,150. That's where I'm at with my Super Bowl prediction as of now. I usually don't do futures on Super Bowl winners, but I just feel like you're getting a good number with San Francisco. I think San Francisco is going to really start to put it together, and that number is going to fall out of the sky. I think in 3-4 weeks, you're going to look at a future on San Francisco to win the Super Bowl being at like +700, something like that. So the value is there for me. I'm taking a risk with them. I put 200 on them. Bet responsibly, all that bullshit. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Actually, no, I'll be back. I'll be back on Wednesday. I'll get a podcast out. Don't worry. I'm not going to miss Thanksgiving week. I'm not going to miss week 12. I probably won't be back to do a recap show, though, on Monday because I am on vacation. But I will have a podcast out by Thanksgiving for week 12 in the NFL. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Best of luck. Gamble responsibly, all that good shit.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.